something for everybody today. I'm not a humongous fan of rap music, but when I saw it, when that was brought to my attention, and Reverend Sharon had it as a part of her lesson, I said, oh, I've got to use that. Because we've covered the whole spectrum, haven't we? We've covered the dads who are the maybe more traditional for some. And then we've covered these other ones, the ones that I remember. My dad was always puffed up and full of whatever. And coming up, it's amazing. I think if I asked everyone in this room, I would get a different answer about the character of a father. Even in my own family, I have three sisters, and we all have different takes on some of the things that went on while we were growing up. But one thing that we have, that we all came to a conclusion of, me and my sisters, was the fact that we were loved unconditionally. My dad, he wouldn't even spank us. He helped put us up on a pedestal, probably spoiled us too. But we felt the love in that household. And that's what's important, isn't it? That's what's important. So, this morning as I prepare my mind to begin, I just want to acknowledge that of myself I can do nothing. Through the Christ within, through that divine energy, through the one that moves throughout the universe, I surrender to in this moment and let go. So thank you, God. This morning I had a lot of little facts about Father's Day. You know, your dads almost didn't get a day. It came pretty late I forgot which president it was. But Mother's Day, the date for it was something like 18-something, 54 or something like that. And then Father's Day was like way down in 1990s-something. So we want to honor you, though, because it's not so much the gender that the title father represents, but it's the nurturing and the support and the love that's there in the name, taking nothing away from you gentlemen out there. So, in the quest, story about a young boy who was standing on a shore, and a beautiful paddle boat rounded a bend in the Mississippi. There were fishermen standing beside him also, and the young boy waved at the boat and shouted excitedly, "Let me ride, let me ride." And the young man was told by some of the others that was standing there with him, "That great boat is not going to stop for you." But the young man kept on. He waved and said, "Let me ride, let me ride." And suddenly, the paddle boat edged its way to the levee, and a gangplank lowered, and the small boy scampered onto the large deck, and all the gentlemen that was standing around with him were in awe. And all at once, the captain appeared, and his arms were outstretched toward the child, and the little fellow yelled, "Daddy, Daddy," and jumped into his father's arms. A father's love will stop at nothing to please his children. Know that. Know that deep in your heart. Jesus taught us that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. God withholds nothing. If you desire more of the fullness of God, take time to get to know divine love, divine energy. All of it is waiting for you to say yes. We feel that stirring within us every time we acknowledge our spiritual identity, don't we? What are we first and foremost? Spiritual beings. We're children of a Most High God. Jesus also often referred to God as Father in the Bible. And scriptures say, when asked, how should we pray? What should we say? He began with the words, Our Father. Has anybody ever heard of the book Gospel Light by George Lamsa? It's really, really a very, very good book to have in your repertoire of books. I have so many books for references. But I like in Gospel Light how it gives you information about the traditions and the language of Aramaic and how to, and to get a good grasp of the scriptures, you really need to take a look and think about the traditions and the customs that were going on at the time. Lamsa wrote that back in the biblical days, or the days of Jesus, my father was originally a term of endearment, one of respect. Just like we say my friend, they said my father. It was used as a greeting. It was a term of honor and distinction. And also in those days, the father or man was head of the household, the provider, the decision maker. We have a much different scenario in today's, in modern day living, don't we? Fathers come in many shapes, sizes, forms, and what have you. But Jesus was trying to describe what our relationship was to he who sent him as our example. Today, that term brings up all sorts of feelings and emotions, doesn't it? Times are far from biblical days. We associate that term with our upbringing. So if your experience was not the best, using and hearing that terminology is not going to bring up the best image of God, is it? Because of the experience of the earthly relationship that the term brings to memory. Because when we haven't learned that God is not out there, that God is in here, and that we are never apart or far from, because that connection is us. We're extensions of spirit. But we alone throughout the years have come to put God outside of ourselves. And that's why these, when the term Father is used, these images, these feelings bubble up to the surface. We have to look beyond words and their modern meanings, just as we have to look beyond the appearances to actually see the truth in various situations. This one small phrase, Our Father, is telling us we are all created by the same Creator, and that Creator lives in us, and we live and move and have our being in it. And what does that make us? That makes the whole human race, brothers and sisters, doesn't it? We're all related. We're all connected. We're all one in the truest sense of the word. Jesus was trying to convey in a way and term that the people of that period could understand. He was talking about a relationship of high importance that exceeds our human understanding, created and made in the image and likeness of God, is addressing our true nature, who you truly are, or shall I say what you truly are, a spiritual being. Now, I'm going to step out a little bit. I thought about this. I said, maybe we shouldn't go into that. But yeah, I'm going to step out this morning. And there is so much confusion regarding the scripture, Matthew 23:9, where Jesus says, "Call no man father upon this earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven." Taking that scripture literally creates a lot of questions, doesn't it? Well, what about the father that birthed, you know, lots of things. But think about this. If translated, it was meant to be a term of honor and respect, not connected with any particular person or being. If it was meant to tell us that, in this that I'm saying, I'm trying to tell you that we are all made in the image and likeness of the one who loves us, that we all have claims to our inheritance and the riches of the kingdom. Metaphysically, what's the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven is that realm of divine ideas. It is all available to you. In that realm of all possibilities, it is yours for the asking. But you know what? A lot of times we stop short of doing the work. We have to do the work. I know when they used to tell me to pray and pray for what you want. It got to give it to you. And I used to almost think that Cadillac is just going to drop down in my driveway, whole, fully gassed up and ready for me to pull off. Isn't that the way we think? Sometimes when we hear that it's all available to us, we think that we can just sit in our seats, let our minds run wherever they want to run, think about whatever we want to think about, and that whatever it is just going to drop in our laps. Here's this big bag of money right here in my lap. But you know you have to do the work. You have to believe. You have to know that God is the source and that everything that you need to gather up to do what you need to do, strength, faith, love, all these things are in that realm of possibility when you step out and do the work. And what's the work? I think I'll leave that up to be the secret for the moment. Come to classes. Come to some of the services. Come to some of the discussions. And you will begin to learn what that secret is. Actually, it's in you is the secret. And when you open up your mind and heart, when you lift your consciousness to the level where you walk the truth that you have been taught, that's when it all becomes available. When it all opens up, the avenue to go down will appear for you. The road will open up wide, just as the seas parted eons ago. I was reading the book, the passage about the prodigal son. There are so many messages in that one set of passages. If you want to read it sometimes, it's Luke 15 and 11. Or if you've read it, if you want to go back over it, take your metaphysical Bible dictionary and your revealing word, look up some of the words and meanings, and it will open that up to you. But in that set of passages, the youngest son had it all, love, support, security. And he took it and wasted it. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? A little like our human experience. We have it all available to us. And we take and we go down a path that, yeah, it will lead back, because I believe all roads lead back to the one. But it's just a little rougher road to get back, as the prodigal son found out. But here is the thing about that drew me into mentioning it here this morning. Here was a father who not only welcomed the son back, but welcomed him unconditionally and forgave him unconditionally. Just chalk that young son's experience up to just what it was, a lesson well learned. Well, I don't know about you, but when I was little and we did things, it was not taken in unconditionally. There were things that happened behind that. There were conditions that we were subjected to. But this father welcomed him back unconditionally. You know, that alone should take some thinking. I just want to give you something from the quest before we kind of get into our own inner spirits. But in the quest, the Jafalo said, Jesus explained that earthly fathers want to give their children everything they can, and yet so much greater is God's desire to give us everything. It's true that not every earthly father is a paragon of loving kindness who gives the very best he can give. Who of us is always operating from that divinity within? While in general it's natural for fathers to want to go and to protect and nurture their young, even the most perfect earthly fathers, no matter how loving, well-intentioned, are unable to know exactly what is best for his child or capable of endlessly giving unlimited good to that child. Yet, there is one who is, and that is God. That is God. So I just want to say to you this morning that we are all fathers in some respect, just as we are all mothers in some respect. So to all of us, here's a little bit of homework. Jesus came to show us how to maneuver through this human experience and was an example. In order to pattern ourselves after the example, we must get to know who we are spiritually, and our youth are watching us. We need to set good examples of how to live a Christ life, expressing love, expressing wisdom, expressing strength, and all the attributes of the Creator. Number two, we need to be good providers. Now, I'm not talking about material things so much as providing a stable home, a growing and supportive environment, an environment in which they are able to express their creativity, express their inner selves. And number three is, and this is a big one, always express unconditional love. Don't place terms and limitation on love. You ever hear anyone say, well, if you go get me a soda, I'll love you. Even saying the words puts things into motion. Watch the words that you say and what you express. Tell them you love them just for the sake of loving them. And human touch is so important. Hugs, even when they don't want to be hugged. I know one of my little cousins, you go to hug him and he's like, oh, here she is again. But the thing is, when he grows to be an adult, he's going to remember all the times people try to embrace him. And he's going to know that he grew up in that love. So our youth today are challenged. They see violence. They act from a point of violence. We just saw part of that opening up this week in the shootings in the church. You know, they see prejudice, so they act from that point. Deceit, envy, what's on the television? But you know, we can turn that around one by one. One youth at a time, one connection at a time. I'm sure you're exposed to some child in the store, no matter where you are. And how do we do that? Live from the divinity within you and express from the Christ love that is not only within you, but that is within all. See through the appearances and behold the Christ in them. Let us prepare our minds and our hearts to pray. And I invite you to take a deep breath, because this is part of the work I was telling you about. This is part of the process. This is part of the steps we take to lift our consciousness to that point of divine love, divine peace. So take a deep breath and release, and I invite you to either close your eyes or find a focal point in the room. But let's begin this journey inward. This journey inward, we travel it to make that connection. We are always one with God, whether we make that journey or not. We are always going to be a spiritual being. But to know consciously, to feel those effects consciously, we make this journey. Because in taking this journey, we can release and let go all that has been stirred up during the course of the day. And we can come to a point within of just being. Being what we were created to be. So breathe in and breathe out and give yourself permission to prepare to step inside thy inner chamber, letting go being free. So as you walk into the brilliancy of the light and the warmth of the Christ within, of that inner place, of that place where only you can go, do so knowing you are being enfolded in all the purest form of love there is. Feel that love stirring through and say to yourself, I am that I am. I am one with He who sent me. I am that I am. So take a moment in the quiet, in the silence, and just know. And know right now, right here, in your heart and in your mind, each time you make that connection, each time you take that journey, each time you sit with who you truly are, you emerge a new creature in Christ. Consciousness lifted, fully engaged. So as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing that we are one with all that is. And as we open our eyes and look about us, we look into the faces of all that is. The face of God, shining through each and every soul in this room. And for this awareness, Holy Spirit, we are so grateful, and we express that gratitude by going forth this day being that perfect expression of you, that unconditional love. And for this we say thank you, God. Amen and amen. Okay, and so we close this time of prayer with the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.